Next, we move on to Futuric, Future SciTech, Sustainable Headlines at Futuric.tv, updated Monday through Friday, 11:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our Futuric feature is sponsored by alerts.pgnewser.com. Get that alert at alert.pgnewser.com, updated Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Did we say alert enough? Bloodless Star Trek surgery possible thanks to molecular surgeon. Dang it, Jim. I'm a doctor, not a butcher. That's what Dr. McCoy of Star Trek might say if he had to do surgery in the 21st century. Well, soon Dr. McCoy might feel right at home as the potential for bloodless surgery might now be possible thanks to molecular surgery. And molecular surgery, reshaping living tissue with electricity but no incisions, from Science Daily, American Chemical Society. Traditional surgery to reshape a nose or ear entails cutting, sometimes followed by long recovery times and stars. Now researchers have developed a molecular surgery process using tiny needles, electric current, and 3D molds to quickly reshape living tissues with no incisions. That's the key, no incisions. Scarring or recovery time, it shows promise as a non-invasive alternative to laser eye surgery, and the researchers will present their results. Actually, they're going to do them today, Monday. So there you go. Our Futuric headlines are sponsored by ads.pgnewser.com. Put your merch on our show at ads.pgnewser.com. Do it for the kids. Mars ain't dead, folks. The red planet still has water. Maybe. So deep groundwater may generate surface streams on Mars. This is the Science Daily headline from University of Southern California. They say new research suggests that deep groundwater could still be active on Mars and could originate surface streams in some near equatorial areas on Mars. The researchers at USC have determined that groundwater likely exists in a broader geographical area than just the poles of Mars, and that there is an active system as deep as 750 meters from which groundwater comes to the surface through cracks in the specific craters they analyzed. Microbugs to build proteins for space peoples! Bacterial factories could manufacture high-performance proteins for space missions. This is from Science Daily, and they're quoting American Chemical Society. Nature has evolved protein-based substances with mechanical properties that rival even the best synthetic materials. Pound for pound, spider silk is stronger and tougher than steel. But unlike steel, the natural fiber cannot be mass-produced. But today, scientists report a method in which bacteria produce silver, silk, and other proteins that could be useful during space missions. Thanks to the cold, your lungs can taste your food. A bad bout of flu triggers taste bud cells to grow in the lungs. Science Daily from the University of Pennsylvania. When researchers examined mice that had recovered from severe influenza, they came upon a surprising discovery. Our taste bud cells had grown in the animal's lungs. The team believes the cells may play a role in immunity. Yep. Maybe they tasted like, yo, this doesn't taste good. Let's just get rid of that. Fake atoms from graphene is now a thing. Scientists drill into white graphene to create artificial atoms. Science Daily, and this is what they say, is by drilling holes into a thin two-dimensional sheet of hexagonal boron nitride with a gallium-focused ion beam, scientists have created artificial atoms that generate single photons which work in air and room temperatures.